Here's a business development. The California Supreme Court says a worker who loses out on a promotion to a colleague who is sleeping with the boss, that worker can sue for sexual harassment. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger says the office romance will never be the same.
The inter-office romance. It begins so innocently, flirting glances exchanged by a Xerox machine. A laser printer runs out of paper, and you and your boss muse about the jerk who keeps putting three-hole punch paper in drawer number two. Or two people share that awkward moment in the company break room when one of them, your boss, asks, "Hey, do you know where they put the Cremora?" Together, you go through the drawers and cupboards searching for non-dairy creamer and find each other. At that moment, you don't care that he or she is your boss. This is magic. This could lead to something, maybe drinks after work, a sloppy kiss in the parking garage, then a clandestine affair. Eventually, you spend a torrid weekend at a Vegas trade show, maybe even get promoted. It's official. You are sleeping your way to the top. Maybe not the top. These days, because big companies are so vertically aligned, the best you can hope for is kind of sleeping your way to the middle. I mean, it could take years to sleep your way to the top of, say, General Electric. You might sleep your way to the top of, maybe, thermoplastics. But to get to the GE boardroom, it could take decades of sex, and, you know, that could be exhausting. And by that point, people are going to know what you're up to. If you're one of those people who thinks your boss is loving on a coworker and you think it's holding you back, well, now you can sue your way to the top, so says the California State Supreme Court. This is judicial activism we can all get behind. I mean, think about the wealth you can accumulate by proving your cubicle mate is betting the boss. That second home you've been dreaming about doesn't seem like such a dream now, does it? But to sue your way to the top, you'll need to prove you've been held back because of your boss's dalliances. If you're an actor in Hollywood, this is easy. If your boss has a couch, just sue. The furniture alone is all the proof a jury needs. Elsewhere in California, it's trickier to prove because of the top-secret nature of the boss-employee affair. So look for the signs, like when one of your coworkers says, "Hey, you know who I slept with last night? The boss." Or, "I'm getting a window office and leaving your brown bagging, gum-smacking, and stupid joke-telling out here in the cubicle because I'm sleeping with our boss." These could be signals you're being held back and could lead you to huge cash earnings. Californians, start suing your boss now. There isn't much time before this thing gets struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Our program's produced by Chip Grabo and edited by John Buckley. The directors are Rob Sachs and Shireen Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Prophet, Catherine Fox, Neil Carruth, Jacob Conrad, Jeremy Hobson, Sky Road, and Desmond Ortega. The editors, Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. The technical director is Leo Del Aguila with engineer Carlos Asensio. The executive producer of Day to Day is Jeff Rogers. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.